Minister set to reject Neffet's advice on hospitality. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times. Most of today's papers lead with a similar line this morning, reporting that the Taoiseach is expected to go against the advice given to government by Neffet when he tells the country tonight that restaurants and gastropubs will be allowed to reopen in December and that household visits and travel will be allowed over the Christmas period. Season of Good Cheers is the lead headline over that story in today's Irish Star, alongside a picture of 2 pints of lager, while the Irish Sun features 3 pints of Guinness in its front page, alongside the headline, Proper Order. In her column in today's Examiner, meanwhile, Alison O'Connor writes about the extent to which the reopening conversation has centred on pubs. Even a pandemic can't diminish the Irish obsession with the pub, O'Connor suggests. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, is pictured on the front of both the Times and Independent outside the Convention Centre yesterday. Under the headline, Taoiseach denies telling McEntee to appoint Wolfe, the Times quotes a spokesman for Leo Varadkar saying last night that while he did express the opinion to the Minister that Seamus Wolfe would be a good judge, he did not instruct her to propose him for the position on the Supreme Court. In her Doyle sketch this morning, meanwhile, under the headline, Bad Day for Government by Any Criteria, Miriam Lord writes that Brendan Howland filleted the minister's lame story and in the process filleted Varadkar and Martin during yesterday's Dáil debate. In a searingly incisive contribution, Lord writes, the former Labour leader and veteran of three governments nailed the coalition's cynicism and McEntee's dilemma by outlining how all senior appointments were the subject of discussion. The Minister for Justice may formally propose one name to Cabinet when the deliberating is done, but he said it was never the role or exclusive right of that minister to determine on their own who should be nominated. Today's Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that the Northern Ireland executive has set a target of vaccinating 8,000 people a day against COVID-19 in the run-up to Christmas. And finally, back in the front of today's Times, it's reported there that a Danish shipping line is to announce a direct daily service between Rosslare Europort and Dunkirk, which will provide Irish hauliers with a valuable entry point into mainland Europe and will allow them to avoid the post-Brexit anticipated delays on the Landbridge route through the UK. Businesses can show Dunkirk spirit by taking new direct ferry to France, is the headline there.